Welcome to the Timely Drops of Wisdom podcast. I'm your host, Jessica Carmen, founder of Resourced Apothecary, where we are asking you to rethink how you refill your cup. Resourced Apothecary offers sustainable practices and products to help you deepen your connection to yourself, your community, and to Mother Nature. Here in this podcast, I'm sharing the plant spirit medicine I receive from the plants and the land. The plants share their wisdom through messages and actual medicines. We'll discuss both in detail. In addition, I provide sound healing and guided meditation to help you connect in with the plants in your unique way. And I offer suggestions for integrating all of this into your life with rituals and practices that are both manageable and powerful. I'm thankful you're here. Let's get into today's topic. Hello, dear listener. I'm not sure if you are aware how excited I am for marigold season here at the Resourced Apothecary. But I have a feeling you probably are. For the rest of March and through April, we are really digging in on the wisdom marigold offers and exploring the marigold medicines I've been guided to make. Part of this deep dive includes replays from the archives of this podcast. Today's episode includes a replay of a particularly potent experience I had when marigold adjusted my understanding of abundance. This wisdom is right on time for me as I listen again, and I hope it will be for you as well. There is so much I want to discuss about this episode with you, but have a listen first. And I'll chime back in at the end. In the fall, when I went to harvest marigold, she taught me a big lesson about abundance. I said hello and made an offering, and I asked if she still wanted to be part of the bath teas that I planned on making. And when she said yes, I clarified that would mean I would be gathering a lot of petals. She said she invited me here to take what I need. I said thank you and started my mindful harvest. For me, that looks like saying thank you each time I pick a blossom and trying not to take too much or to disrupt any stems or blossoms that are homes for bugs. When I had worked my way around all the plants, I looked at my basket and it was maybe one third full. I looked up at the plants and saw that it looked like I hadn't harvested anything. So I went back in to get more. I started noticing buds that needed deadheading and did that too. And when I started fretting about taking too much or disrupting the plant itself, Marigold spoke up. She was stern with me. She knew she had called me in. She knew I would be taking many blooms. She was offering me abundance, and I was turning it down. She showed me the blooms surrounded by new buds getting ready to open. She pointed out that the plant could grow more flowers faster when I helped out by deadheading the spent blooms. She reminded me that goldenrod and others are blooming now to help the pollinators and offer food. She let me know that I can be a respectful steward of the land and take all I need because I understand all I need is not necessarily all that is available. And that in its way, my harvesting these flowers helps the plant produce more. My participation in the relationship creates abundance. If it were one-sided, then yes, there would be a problem, but it is not one-sided. I show care and respect, and so should listen when she says, take all you need. The lesson was clear. Abundance can exist at the very same time as mindful stewardship. Over the past year of working intensively with the spirit of Marigold, she has been changing the settings of my first chakra, redefining my relationship to abundance. I pay attention to all the warnings about over-harvesting and taking too much. Every time I see someone out there trying to educate the masses about sustainable harvesting practices, I turn to guilt and vow to cut back to protect the greater good. The plants are teaching me how to lay down the guilt, how to bring my mindful approach to the forefront, to value and respect the relationships I create with the plants around me. I am aware that many people take more than they need. Their lack of awareness eventually leads to their lack in all areas of life, whether it looks like it on the outside or not. I am thankful for all those who work to educate everyone about over-harvesting and disrespectful wildcrafting and all the other ways that people are not in right relationship with the plants and the land. I can also differentiate those people and practices from my own practices. I can be in right relationship with the beings around me while also taking all that I need. In fact, when I do maintain this relationship, my interaction and participation usually lead to greater abundance. If I zoom out, this lesson can be applied to my life as a whole. Instead of worrying about taking too much or focusing on how I don't need something as much as someone else may, what if I receive with genuine gratitude? What if I focus on building reciprocal relationships in which I give and receive? What if when something is offered to me in good faith, I don't immediately decline or begrudgingly accept? What if I accept with gratitude, understanding that reciprocal means both giving and receiving? Can I experience joy in both acts? Can I experience gratitude in both acts? Can my receiving a gift from another be a blessing in itself? What about you? Are you open to receive? Truly open? Could you use some first chakra healing and balancing to allow a greater feeling of safety when receiving? Can you see yourself as worthy and deserving of reciprocal relationships? I know I am still leaning on Marigold and Rose too for help in recalibrating my conditioning around receiving and worth. I'm thankful for their medicine and want to remind you that when you are ready to be in relationship with these wise ones, they are ready to support you.
It feels like everywhere I look, the topic is manifestation. How to manifest your dream life. Manifestation in 5 easy steps. Did you manifest it, or is it your privilege? And on and on. After that bit of wisdom from Marigold, I wonder, how much of the work is manifesting and how much of the work is truly seeing the abundance around us? Truly seeing what is already available and being open to receiving it. I do want to acknowledge my privilege here. I am coming to this conversation from a place of having all my fundamental needs met. That in itself is a blessing. I know there are many who don't have those same blessings. Here is where Marigold's wisdom really helps me, though. When I think of those who don't have the same access or resources as me, I tend to get upset, to feel guilty, and to shrink. Marigold is showing me that is not the way to help anyone. Nobody benefits when I shy away from the abundance I have access to. Nobody wins if we don't receive the resources and benefits and the blessings coming to us. Alternatively, being open to receiving, appreciating and respecting the abundance in our lives attunes us to the frequency of abundance. We start to see it everywhere, not necessarily because it isn't always there, but because our focus was on other things. This idea of focus can be tricky because what I'm seeing lately is old patterns coming up and shifting my focus, what seems like just a little bit, but throwing me off completely. For instance, everything seems to be getting so expensive. That makes me uncomfortable. I start thinking about how I need to be more mindful about what I buy and what I consume. This is where I need to be careful what direction my focus takes. I can start worrying about every dollar I spend. I can feel anxious about how fast we go through groceries this week or the bills that just keep coming in. Or I can double down on gratitude and awareness. This is a muscle and it must be trained. Trust me when I say we are learning together. But yeah, I can't change the price of groceries. I can remind myself every time I see that total at the checkout, I am so thankful to have the ability to make this purchase. Alternatively, when I am unable to afford something, what a bummer. I really want that, but I want to make a smart decision here. Let me zoom out and get curious. What do I really need here? How else can I get my needs met? I'm not changing the reality of the price of the goods or the number of dollars in my bank account in this moment. I am changing my reality by shifting my focus to what is available, what I do have. And when that becomes a regular practice, it is so cool to see what appears. This is what I think it means when we hear that we create our own reality. I believe it because I've experienced it. So let's look where this concept can take us when we are working in the sacral chakra, specifically with self-love. Where is your focus here? Are you feeling an abundance of self-love? Has your focus shifted in a way that's causing you to limit the amount of self-love you feel? Even if that shift seemed like a good idea or felt necessary, where is your mindset right now when it comes to loving yourself? If it is anywhere other than adoration, can you zoom out, regroup, and then focus back in on how amazing you are? Are there any practices you've adopted that are working against you here? Is it time to implement any practices to help you love yourself better? For example, I have told you from the beginning, I'm not a movement person. I like to be still. I will guide you into stillness in our meditations. It's my favorite. Lately, though, my body is showing me through physical symptoms that it needs attention. As I get curious about what it needs, I am coming to the realization that I'm ready to move. I'm ready to offer a movement practice to my body as an act of self-love. Not because I need to change my shape, not because I'm broken, not because I've been doing it wrong, but because I love myself and my body is asking for movement in this season. So I will find a way to create a practice that feels like a gift, keeping out guilt, judgment, shame, what have you, and focusing on giving my body a gift. See how that feels? And what I'm doing is shifting away from focusing on the limitations and discomfort I'm experiencing. Instead, I'm focusing on the opportunities I have to offer myself the gift of movement. I'm focusing on how I can create a practice that feels good and is nourishing. I'm seeking solutions without dwelling on the problem, so to speak. So where in your life can you shift your focus and tune back in to the abundance available to you? In what areas can you offer yourself gifts of attention, appreciation, and nourishing practices? Let me know. Send me an email or tag me on Instagram. Where's your shift? We've got a meditation coming for you next week to go deeper on all this. Marigold flower essence has been a wonderful ally in this work as well. It's available in the Resourced Apothecary online store. I'm also opening up appointments to work with me one-on-one, either virtually or in person if you're local. These are great if you'd like individual guidance. You can schedule a complimentary consultation in which we'll chat to see if we're a good fit and how best we can work together. And then I can build a customized support plan for you. There is a section on my website called Appointments, Workshops, and Group Sessions where you can find links to the complimentary consultation as well as vibrational energy healing sessions. And I encourage you to reach out if you have questions. I would love to answer them and help you pick what would be best for you at this time. I am thankful to be a resource for you, whether it is through this podcast, in group sessions, or one-on-one. Thank you for showing up. Thank you for receiving Marigold's wisdom. Thank you for shining your light. Big love, my friend.